In November, voters in Yreka, California will be asked to approve an increase in a local sales tax to fund the city's struggling volunteer fire department. I'm Mike Green, and you're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR. The Yreka City Council unanimously voted to send a proposed 1% increase in sales tax to voters in the November general election, and this measure will require 50% plus one vote for passage. Yreka Fire Chief Jerry Lemus joins the exchange to offer his perspective. How are you, Chief?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing very well. So before we get into the details of this issue, well, we have to get to know you first, Chief. What's your background? How did your work lead you to becoming chief of a fire department?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I was born and raised in Siskiyou County, lived here all my life, went to Oregon Institute of Technology, where I got my bachelor's degree, and it wasn't in fire service. I worked for the county of Siskiyou for almost 29 years as a health inspector, but in the meantime, I had become a volunteer with the city of Yreka in 1994, and did my time here and moved up to the rank of assistant chief, and then was voted in as chief in 2016. And that was still a volunteer position. And in 2020, the city went out and was in the process of doing a search for a full-time paid chief. And I applied and was fortunate enough to get the job. So here I am.
Well, fighting fires isn't easy work, whether paid or volunteer. So talk about the Yreka Fire Department and the volunteers there. What's been your experience?
From the time I entered Yreka Volunteer Fire Department, like I said, in 1994, we were only running, responding to 100 to 150 calls for service each year. And at that time, we were just starting to get into the medical aid response. Prior to that, it was really just an ambulance service that was running by themselves and taking care of the patients. And then we... due to the fact that there was some push for some additional help, the Yreka Volunteer Fire Department decided to start assisting the ambulance with medical calls. And from there, it's grown into, we do have more fires too, but the large increase in our responses has been for medical aids. And to the point where, like I said, from 150 calls an hour, we're responding to 1,900 to 2,000 calls a year. So, in all aspects,
Hold on, Chief. You cannot drop a bomb like that and just keep going. Did you say you went from 100 to 150 calls per year? That's what, 2 to 3 calls per week?
Mm-hmm.
To 1,900?
That's correct.
Chief, how is that possible? How are you able to respond?
Well, that's part of the problem. We have been able to maintain and, respond with a volunteer force. And you have to think about it in terms of the dedication that these volunteers, are giving, that they're providing. They just get a stipend here and there for, reimburse them for their fuel and their wear and tear on their vehicle. But they're responding all hours of the day, day and night, that is, leaving dinners with their family, leaving work when they can, and responding. So it's become to the point where we've had burnout from firefighters not being able to give the time that they would like, because, waking up 2 or 3 times in the night for certain calls and then trying to operate safely and efficiently at their job the following day, it's become difficult. And because of the numbers of calls that we run, we've lost quite a few people to either retirement or burnout, or sometimes job changes too will force them to change what their priorities are. But having said that, we dropped as low as 17 volunteers back several years ago, and we've increased that currently. But as I've seen it in the past, it's cyclic, and what will happen is eventually we'll have some that will leave. And then at times, depending on the availability of, volunteers to, if we haven't picked up any new ones, then we're going to have a gap there that needs to be filled. So We've outgrown, or the number of responses has outgrown our ability to do this response model with volunteers.
Well, it sounds like it, because as you said, the logistics just are untenable. I mean, you've got people's lives that change, and so if you're volunteering, you may volunteer for a year or two, and then your life changes, you move on, and so you're constantly trying to make sure you have enough people on staff. How many staff and volunteers work there today?
Well, currently I'm the only fully paid member of the department. Our assistant chief gets a stipend, and the remainder of the volunteers are just on a pay-per-call basis that they get a small check every quarter based on the number of calls that they responded to. And we've had presentations that we've done, and people are astounded that we had four or five volunteers that were, could make the calls and were very active, and they responded to 1,100 calls in a year's time. So that's hard. Another one is kind of shocking, but
that is amazing.
True.
You guys are like hamsters on a wheel. How did the idea for a proposed new sales tax originate?
Well, we've just recognized that there is a problem with being able to have enough people to respond. And we stated that problem, I think, very eloquently, and presented that to different people in the community. But we've just known that what will solve the problem, like it does with most cases, is it's a money issue. And how do we get paid staff? We're going to have to pay them. And we've just been searching for a funding source, and that was one of the things that was, agreed that was the way to go, was a sales tax in November. And that's about as much as I could say about that particular issue.
Okay, so if the voters approve the sales tax, how much will it bring in, and what are the next steps?
I'm not 100% sure how much it would bring in. I don't have those figures with me, so that would be something, probably a question for the city council or city manager.
Okay, I read somewhere it was $2.4 million.
It could be. I'm not 100% sure. All I know is I'm putting faith in the fact that we've had great support over the years, and that would still be it would be a great feather in our cap to get that done, and segue into the future with the ability to make sure that there's always someone here to respond. So having someone at the station 24/7, to get that engine or that medical response out the door quicker is going to help. It's going to help even more than people realize.
So ideally, what would you like to see? How many staff, permanent, and how many volunteers?
Right now, we're good with the volunteer numbers, and we're still, actively recruiting. So we're at about 25, 26 volunteers currently, which is quite a bit up from where we were just a few years ago. And as far as paid staff, we're looking at potentially six paid staff, and they would alternate on a kind of a 48-96 staffing pattern. So they're on for 48 hours continually, and then they're off for 96 hours, so 4 days. And then we come in with the other two people, and which would bring us to four, and they do the same. They run that same shift, and then we have another shift come in after their shift is up, and they do the same thing. So we always have somebody here, and then they alternate on when they start, on what day of the week. So they're not always working weekends, and they're changing days all the time. It's kind of a rotating schedule.
So what's the population of Yreka, and what's the area that you cover? How big is it?
The square miles for the city of Yreka, to my recollection, is 10.1 square miles. And what was your first question, the first part of that again?
The population that you serve, how big is it?
Population is roughly 75 to 7,700, I believe, is what the last Census Bureau stated.
Okay, and you guys are getting nearly 2,000 calls per year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's amazing. How will the funds be used, and over what period of time?
Well, the funds will be used for the paid staff, and then also for assisting with, we also have a proposal for a new fire station, which is greatly needed. The station that we're currently in was built in the early 1930s, 1931 roughly. And then we added on, the members did a lot of that. They added on back in mid-60s possibly. I know it was 1960s. I don't have an exact date when the completion was. And so that's, you know, 50 years is generally the standard for essential services buildings. And we're obviously way over that. We're concerned about potential for, you know, earthquakes, things of that nature. We've had a lot of issues with this structure that over the years has, you know, kind of made us go, well, if we can't get the apparatus out of the engine bays, we're going to be, you know, it's going to be a problem. So we're looking to mitigate that with some of this funding, should we be successful in obtaining it.
Well, we wish you luck. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for the JX today. Thank you, Chief, for joining the exchange.
Thank you very much.
My guest was Chief Jerry Lemus of the Yreka Fire Department.